winger Tim Jackman played nearly 500 games as a pro hockey player with six NHL teams. The Minnesota State alum started his National League passage as a second-round draft choice of the Columbus Blue Jackets in 2001, then on to Phoenix, the LA Kings, New York Islanders, Calgary Flames, and finally a stint with the Anaheim Ducks. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary. This is a show you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check in anytime for all the info you need to connect and support the show at WWIB.com. Tim Jackman retired from pro hockey 4 years ago. He now coaches at the impressive faith-based hockey program of the North Star Academy in Alexandria, Minnesota. And Tim is back with me today. We talked last time, Tim, about your hockey story from youth through high school there in the Twin Cities, Minnesota State Hockey Player of the Year candidate there, and then on to the Mankato State Mavericks, the NHL Columbus, Phoenix Kings, Islanders, and we left off at Calgary. That was in 2013-14. Pick up the story from there, will you?
When I was in Calgary, I had a great year, and the next year I was really struggling. I just was couldn't figure out my identity. Was I a fighter? Was I a goal scorer? What did I need to do to help impact games? And just took me a long time. And there was a man there. We actually, it was the first year we had a chaplain. And I ended up spending time with him. He really took me under his wing and he mentored me and led me to the Lord. And after that, not right after that, but I really found some freedom in my life. I met my wife shortly after. And I played the best hockey of my life a little while after. I got traded to Anaheim, and now I was a Christian man. I was secure in who I was and whose identity I was. I had my wife, like I said, she was she's an amazing woman to come alongside me. And I get traded to Anaheim, and I play the best hockey of my life. I just was free. I knew exactly what I had to do on the ice. Was playing awesome. We were the best team in the Western Conference for 2 years, 2.5 years, and ended up having a couple tough injuries while I was in Anaheim, which was disappointing because I was playing so well, but it was part of it. And then I, after my third year in Anaheim, I had a bulged disc in my back, and I was playing through that, and I get sent to the minors. I was 34 at the time, and I couldn't play through that pain anymore. I had to get it checked out, figured out. I ended up getting back surgery, and I really had lost the intensity or the determination or the jam, I guess, in the hockey language, like the jam to really just go out there and be tenacious like I used to be. And I remember sitting on the bench when I was in the American League thinking, I was 34. I was like, how did I ever make it to the NHL? And I remember watching some of these young players and how bad they wanted it. And they didn't get tired on the ice. They were willing to do anything. They were willing to pay any price to get to the NHL. And I was like, oh, that's how I used to play. That's how bad I used to want it. And I didn't have that anymore. My body was not as healthy as it once was. And, I retired, and I guess I don't say retired. I changed careers. I knew I wanted to get into coaching. So I went that summer after I was done playing. When I got home, I started looking for coaching opportunities. And as I was driving to one, Minnesota State Mankato, which is one of the top programs in college hockey, called me. And I'd been taking classes. As I was playing at the end of my career, I knew I wanted to finish my degree, and they called, and I was telling them what I was doing, and they asked if I'd like to come back, finish my degree, and be a student assistant, and it was just a great opportunity. I got to learn from Mike Hastings and Todd Knott and Darren Blue, the coaching staff there, and really start to learn about coaching. And I learned quickly that even though you play, it doesn't mean you can coach. There's a lot of different things that you need to have to be a good coach when it comes to leadership and communication and strategies and all these different things that coaches do that behind the scenes when you're playing you don't really think about. So it was a great opportunity for me to learn that. And then while I was there, there was a friend of mine told me about a coach's call. There's a Christian coach's call that Rick Randazzo leads through FCA Hockey. And he just told me about thought that I should jump on it, so I did. I thought, what a great opportunity to learn about coaching with other Christian men, how to be a better coach. And I thought about networking. How great would it be to work with other Christian men and try to coach and lead these guys? So I got on that call, and a few months later, I found out about this academy that was being built in Alexandria, Minnesota, and it's an hour from where my parents live. It's an hour and a half from where my wife is from. And I thought, what an amazing opportunity this might be. And so that's a short, long story on how I got to North Star Christian Academy and a little bit about my playing days and the start of my coaching career.
All right, that's a great story. And I'd like to reconnect with you, Tim, one more time and talk about the kids you're coaching now, the U16 team there at North Star, and what they think of your story. I mean, a tough man, grinder, enforcer in the NHL who found Jesus and just incredibly changed. And I'd love to hear what your teammates thought of the spiritual change in your life, too, in the NHL. So let's pick it up there next time with you, all right?
Okay, that'd be great.